Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know what to file this story under, but this is my life.
No, really. It's just, yeah. It's the most Carson thing that can Carson.
So on Saturday, we get up at 7 a.m., load up me, Lana, and Barrett, and we take the doors off of my Jeep, take the roof off the Jeep, and we are headed to the Cape. And it is our dream to buy a house on the Cape at some point within the next year. So we are down there house hunting. Lana's got Zillow going. Barrett's got Zillow going. They're trying to find the best deal. You know, we've learned that we can only afford about a 700 square foot shack anywhere on Cape Cod. Because
still a place on the Cape.
Right, because, you know, the prices are just crazy. So we spend the first half of the day just going house to house to house to house. A couple of them, or one of them was an open house, so we got to go in and see it. And we're hungry. And we had heard about this place, Beachcomber, which is in Wellfleet. Close to the area that we're looking. We had never been there before, and this place is famous. I mean, it is utter chaos in an awesome way, Kennedy.
It sounds awful.
It sits right on a beach. That drop down to the beach,
it's,
by the way.
A little dodgy.
A little bit of a walk. Saw somebody showed up and they were on crutches. I was like, that's not going to be a fun walk for me.
That ain't it.
So we get there. You can't even get into the parking lot. It is so crowded. And the guy's like, yeah, you're going to have to park down the street. And, you know, it's a young kid working there. He's like, ah. But I do like your Jeep. I'll tell you what, there's one spot down in front. You can go park down there. So we go down there. We got to wait a half an hour. There's a gift shop there.
The wait in half an hour, I'd be out.
Yeah, but you get a drink. Barrett got a mocktail.
Yes.
You're on the beach. You're taking, so, you know, just all of it. It's just a glorious Saturday.
A glorious Saturday.
Right? So they finally take us in and sit us down. Now, this place, again, it is huge. There's inside. There's outside. There's multiple bars. There's a raw bar.
I'm looking
bar.
At pictures, and now I'm so
you know, the food was fantastic. So we sit down at the table, and as we sit down, my wife leans into me. She's like, I think I know that couple next to us. And I look at them, and I'm like, how do we know them? She's like, yeah, I think I know them. And it's so I almost go to say something. She's like, don't bother them. They have a baby with them. They're getting, don't talk to them. Just leave them alone. So we continue. We eat. And then at some point, like, Lana and this woman's eyes kind of meet, and they both look at each other. Do we know each other? And the woman says, yeah, so 5 years ago, we parked next to each other on the beach down at Race Point in Provincetown and played cornhole all day.
What?
And we're like,
wait, what now?
So 5 years ago, almost to the day, we were down on the beach at Race Point. You can drive your four-wheel drive onto the beach. And this couple now sitting next to us on Saturday is the same couple that was sitting next to us.
So have you seen them since?
No, haven't seen them since. And it's so we're looking in Eastham is where we're looking for a house. And they're like, oh yeah, we bought a little shack in Eastham. I'm like, oh my God, we're looking for a shack in Eastham too. They live in Charlestown.
No, they don't.
They live like two streets over from
us. They do not. I swear to God, this only happens to you. And what is it with the people of Charlestown who travel so much?
I have no idea. Completely random that we played cornhole with this couple 5 years ago.
Was your five-year anniversary.
Yes.
It's so cute.
They now have a baby that's like 2 years old. They're like, we remember your son. And he was like a little, you know, a little speck of a thing.
I'm amazed you guys remembered each other. I wouldn't remember you guys if I hadn't seen you in 5 years. Yeah. Let alone someone I met once.
I didn't really remember their faces, but when they told the story about playing cornhole, like we spent, you know, there's that thing that always happens. At least it does to us when you go to the beach and you pull up next to somebody and you're best friends for the day.
Vacation friends or beach friends are the best kinds of friends because you know that you're there for
you
each other.
You add each other on Facebook.
They're your single serving friends. I mean, you stay in touch for about a week and that's it.
Right. Yeah. Like we'll add each other on Facebook. We'll do this. And then you never talk to them again until you bump into them at the Beachcomber
that's
restaurant.
That's remarkable.
Almost 5 years
and
to the
day.
And
they live two blocks from you.
And they live in
Charleston. So now are you bringing them into the circle?
So we did
Garage BQ action.
Yeah, we exchanged cell phone numbers. They now have a kid. Before they were a young couple with no kids. Now they have a two-year-old.
You guys are like mirror images of each other.
It's really kind of weird. And they bought a house in the same little neighborhood we want to buy a house in.
Only you. Yeah. Only you, buddy.
It is a weird, weird thing.
No, it's because you're nice and you talk to people.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? These things would never happen to me because I don't talk to people.
I never noticed that about you, Kennedy.
So on. I try. It just never seems to work out for me.
Kennedy would have been sitting there with the book, yep, under a big hat, yep, with sunglasses, exactly, and her AirPods in.
Kennedy, yep, never would have been there to begin with.
Yeah, the beachcomber. Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.